On Tuesday, officials from the Czech Foreign and Defense Ministries met for talks with Russian representatives in Moscow, including the chief of the general staff, General Yuri Baluyevsky. The issue? A possible U.S. radar base stationed in Czech territory. For months, Russia has expressed opposition to the idea of a U.S. missile defense system in Europe and increasingly stepped up political action and rhetoric. On Tuesday, General Baluyevsky continued in that vein by stating that Czech consent to negotiations with the U.S. was a mistake. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Talks between the Czech Republic and Russia on Tuesday, curiously on the anniversary of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia 39 years ago, were reportedly amiable, but even so, it is clear that in the past weeks and months, little has changed. 4 months after a meeting between Czech President Václav Klaus and Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, Russia remains strongly opposed to the idea of U.S. missile defense, namely radar and missile bases planned for the Czech Republic and Poland. The U.S. has asked the countries to host military bases to secure itself against possible attacks from so-called rogue states, namely Iran or North Korea. But Russia remains unconvinced, viewing U.S. steps with an increasingly distrusting eye. A little earlier, I spoke to political analyst Oldřich Bureš of Palatsky University in Olomouc and asked him how he saw Russia's position on missile defense.
I think it is becoming increasingly an important issue in the Russian foreign policy, but I think it's an issue that has been taken advantage of. In my opinion, one of the possible explanations for the recent course of the Russian foreign policy, which is becoming increasingly assertive, and it is partly a reaction to the U.S. foreign policy under President Bush, but I think it's also partly internal game. Where you have a stronger economically resurgent Russia, which can afford to pursue a much stronger and more assertive foreign policy than previously under Boris Yeltsin. For Czech Republic, I don't think we should really listen to Russian generals when they are telling us how to secure our national security or whether to have a base or not. It's a decision that needs to be carefully weighed, but it is an internal matter of the Czech Republic, or we can say perhaps a bilateral issue between Czech Republic and the United States.
Even such tactics of defiance as Russia's dispatching of bombers near Guam or more recently outside UK airspace, reminiscent of the Cold War and an apparent sign of the new Russia, says Bureš, are more bark than bite.
This is clearly a political signal. My interpretation is that it's more an internal political signal than it's actually an external message. As far as my information concerned, Russia actually does not have that many strategic bombers, so when they send them over to Britain or to Guam over the U.S. military base, then they have maybe two functional ones left over to guard Russia. So it is a nice gesture, but I think that's just it, a gesture.
I also asked Oldřich Bureš whether he thought the radar issue, especially if the radar were approved, could damage Czech-Russian relations.
It really depends what will happen after Putin. And right now Putin is trying to make sure that whoever is in Kremlin after him will have to follow more or less the same, at least on a number of foreign policy issues. But I think the key feature of Russian politics, both internally and externally, is unpredictability. So it's hard to say what will happen after Putin. If something that Putin wants to achieve that is the same course as he is following will go through, then yes, it will be a problematic issue. But I'm not 100% sure that this course, this sort of catch play mouse, will follow after Putin is gone.
So far, the U.S. radar proposal for the Czech Republic, despite Russian opposition to the idea, has gotten tentative approval from the Czech government. But even there, negotiations are nowhere near wrapping up, some addressed by Czech representatives on Tuesday. The negotiations are still underway until the end of the year at the very least, and it remains to be seen whether Russia will continue to ratchet up the pressure. As for the Czech public, ordinary Czechs themselves have seemed far less enthusiastic about the radar base than the government. Most surveys till now have suggested that two-thirds remain opposed to the base being stationed in their country.